Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, hello, Amy. This is a very special one, isn't it?
It is very special.
Why is it special?
Well, we are joined by some very special guests today for the intro.
I
mean special as in special.
Yeah, special. Care in the community. Would you all like to introduce yourself?
Hiya!
Who's your name and where'd you come from?
My name is Lola Ballman and I am the daughter of Amy Ballman.
Oh, well done. And over to you.
Hello, my name is Sarah Ballman and I'm the sister of Amy Ballman, aka Mama. From Mum and Mama.
She's Mama.
That's what she said.
That's what Mama. I said.
Nice, good girl, good girl. It's not the Ballman show, by the way. Yeah. What? Over to you.
I am the daughter of Amy Ballman.
What's your name?
Gina.
Oh, and yes, honestly, it has got some of my family in it. Over to you.
I am Idris.
I'm
the daughter of Mummy.
You're not the daughter, are you?
I'm the son.
You're the son. You're the rising sun.
And the reason, well, we needed to do the intro for this week's podcast.
Yeah, so I had a clever idea.
Yeah.
Don't work with children or animals.
No. And Lola has got these lovely sweets called
Toxic Waste.
They're going to make us all cry when we eat them.
Right, Lola, over to you to explain what you want us to do, because let's get on with the challenge.
Well, basically, I'm going to give you all a packet that contains one sweet.
Oh, my
gosh. I need
you
to open the packet and then take the sweet out and have it on your hand and put the rubbish on the table.
Okay.
Once you've done that, I will do a countdown from three and we will all digest the product. When we have finished digesting the product, we will have over the top reactions to it, and probably all of you will cry. So let's get started.
But what does it say on it first of all? Okay, it does say something hilarious, like not for children under three. So Amy.
So it says caution. Consuming more than one piece at a time may cause irritation in mouth. Sensitive individuals should not consume this product.
Oh, I'm very sensitive.
No, you are.
You're
not
going to do it.
Right then. You can ask
the question.
Yes.
Do you have to chew it, suck it? Can I spit it out?
Okay.
Sarah,
it's not possible. If I don't like it, I'm going to do amazing tricks and chew it right in there.
Okay,
it's hard candy, so suck it, otherwise you will choke.
Okay.
So suck it and spit it out if you don't like it, basically.
So I'm allowed to spit it
out. I thought you weren't allowed to spit it out.
Well, the aim of the game is to suck it until it is nothing.
Right, and who is the winner of the game then?
Sarah likes sucking
it. The person that without spitting it out, has nothing left in their mouth.
She's got the most experience.
Let's go. While we're doing this, we're going to talk about the podcast.
Here you are, Amy. Everybody open it.
So this week we're doing questions. We had some questions in from our listeners, and then Harry thought of some really inappropriate questions to ask me. Part two. We've had some really lovely feedback from part one, by the way, so thank you very much.
Yes.
All right. If there's any more questions you'd like us to answer, right, we go.
Right, hang on.
Right, I'm going to count down from
Lola.
Three. and we all will put it in our mouths and suck it until it is nothing if you
say it. Sarah's good at this. Right, ready?
Three, two, one, go!
Oh.
Oh!
Yeah. So, if you have any more questions that you'd like us to think about, then please send them in.
Lemon.
Oh God, you're a bunch of pussies.
I like it.
It's really not that bad.
Oh, it's horrible. Did you get the green one?
I've got the yellow one, I've got lemon.
Okay, it's passing. Sarah, how are you feeling?
Wait.
I don't really can do it. I've done it. Say that again, Sarah.
I can do it.
It passes. And then it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Did it come back worse? Oh, is that COVID?
Yeah.
It comes back worse the second time.
It's worse than tequila.
Right, I think we've all done it.
Yeah.
I think it comes back. Do you have nothing in your mouth?
No, I think Amy was badass at it. She was the one that could take it.
Everyone thinks I'm a pussy, but I'm not.
I know, but whoever doesn't spit out, because it's going to come back.
Juno eats lemons, so she's going to be okay. Yeah. You've got lemon one, haven't you?
We've got lemon
one.
High five, Juno. High five, Idris. You're not supposed to crunch it.
But Juno's finished, so she's a winner.
Done.
Idris, Lola, and Juno.
That's it.
Enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy the podcast.
Are you ready for your second question?
I'm ready for my second question.
What food will you absolutely not, under any circumstances, eat?
Probably liver. Liver and bacon. Probably that. Or I don't know if I've tried haggis, but I don't think I'd want to.
Oh.
But that liver, and I'm not interested in that. I like chicken liver. Like chicken liver pate I can eat.
Oh.
But yeah, I think liver and bacon. But there is things I haven't eaten. Like, I've never eaten rabbit. I've never eaten venison. I've never eaten duck.
You never eaten duck?
No.
I love a bit of duck. Crispy duck?
No. I was a vegetarian for years, wasn't I? I think there's definitely something in me. I keep thinking, like, I'm going to go back to being a vegetarian. But
do you not want to eat duck because it's a duck?
Yeah.
Or you don't want to taste it?
I don't want to eat it because it's like, my family never ate it. That wasn't one of our meals. So I never had it when I was younger. We never used to get takeaways. My mum used to cook all the time. So that was never introduced to my diet. And as I got older and more aware of what I was eating, I was like, I'm never eating rabbit because I can't eat rabbits.
I don't think I'd eat a rabbit, but crispy duck.
And ducks. No, I like ducks.
Crispy duck is banging.
Yeah.
It's lush.
Nah, but I will eat anything other than those for moral reasons. But yeah, just liver, I didn't really like the taste of it. What about you?
You're funny with food.
Roll mops are wicked.
Roll mops, crab sticks, which Sasky loves.
Oh, I love a crab stick.
Eels.
Jellied eels.
So I remember somebody tried to take me to a pie and mash shop, right? But I could not go in, and they were like, you don't have to eat eel. I was like, yeah, no, I don't have to eat eel, but somebody who's touched an eel would be touching my potato, and I just can't do it. So all that, like, jelly and liquor.
Pie and mash and liquor.
Oh my God. And then
roll mops are lovely. Roll mops and bagels.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. And things like anything to do with brains, feet, like cow foot.
I've never eaten any of that.
No, I am funny with food. I'm funny with food. I like even on a chicken, I'm a bit funny, like I'll only eat the breast. Although I started to like a leg.
I like the dark meat.
Yeah, I don't. I'm a full breast girl.
No, I don't like breast. I like leg. And I like the picking the bits out the underneath.
Yeah, you really do.
That's where all the best bits are.
No, underneath, mate. All the juicy underneath. Bits. Yeah, I know. You like it under there, don't you? Dirty bitch. No, those whatever. Those kind of that family oysters. Bleh. No.
Oysters I don't like, actually. Oysters. I do not like oysters. That's just wrong.
Wrong on every level, isn't it?
Wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Right, come on then.
What is your most embarrassing moment? And I know you've probably got quite a few.
I have. I'm trying to think how to say this one.
So you don't get arrested.
Yeah. So I was, as I've probably said quite a lot of time, I was part of the National Youth Theatre of Great Britain when I was younger. And I had a wonderful friend called Tilly, who was amazing, and she was hilarious and funny, and Julie Austin. And we literally used to get roaringly drunk down Holloway Road, and we used to try and get the train or the bus home, because Tufnell Park was where we stayed, which was not far from where we used to have rehearsals.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, you'd finish rehearsals, it'd be height of summer. And I was from Wales, so it would be a complete change of culture. And it would be like, just like, get drunk, basically. And I remember, Tilly's going to kill me because I've said her name. But I remember one time being in Holloway Road tube station and everywhere I go, I always need a wee. Like, and it can be, like, it could just suddenly, like, come up. Like, I need to go to the toilet. But we were in the tube station in Holloway Road. It's a big, like, you're getting a lift, big lift, and it goes down or goes up. And I remember just, like, going, well, I need to have a wee, so I'm going to have a wee in the elevator. And I thought I had time to have a wee, pull my trousers up and walk out. Well, it didn't quite work out like that, did it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. By the time I finished weeing, the doors opened. And I can't even remember if there was, like, anybody there. But there was got to have been there, somebody there. And just, like, breaking out into laughter and kind of not really paying it much attention. But it's always kind of been in my mind as being one of the funniest moments.
Yeah.
Because it's just like you just caught out so badly.
Oh my God.
And things like, there's always like drunk times where I was in a pub and another theatre thing, and somebody gave me, I think it was my friend Sally, gave me a shot of Sambuca, and everybody blew out the flame. But I was the one person that didn't blow out the flame on the Sambuca, did the shot, and then burnt my eye. And then tried to go into combat lesson the next day. And the guy shouting abruptly for me to leave the combat lesson because I was inebriated. And just like looking around, and there was like my friends, Jatin, Sally, Toby, who'd all been out with me that night and got me drunk, were all like fucking dying in a corner laughing. And I was like the one that got in trouble, but it was really obvious because I had a big fucking burn on my eye. What about yours?
Oh, you fatted.
I know,
The most embarrassing thing probably is when I was on holiday with my family at this villa in Portugal with my cousin Katie, who you've met. I used to live with Katie. We're very close, and she's a funny fucker.
Yeah.
But she's the worst person to ever do anything embarrassing in front of because she will remember it for the rest of your life.
She's like
me. We were on holiday. Yeah, she is. You are quite similar, actually. And I'd gone into the house to get something and I was walking back out and it was just these massive, great big patio doors. Do you know what I mean? So I was just looking at it and I just walked straight into the fucking door, straight right in front of her. So she obviously cracked up laughing. I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then literally, the next time I went in the house, I did it again. Same door, same everything. No, I don't think so. It was just the embarrassment of doing it and in front of her, because then I've heard that story like every month for the rest of my life. I mean, this was 20 years ago that we went.
But Amy, have you never had any drunk stories? Embarrassing drunk stories?
back when the dome was the dome, because it's not, it's the O2 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
When it was the dome, Ministry of Sound had a party there on the Millennium Night.
Mm.
Was it the Millennium Night or was it 2001? Actually, one of them. I think it might be 2001. But it was a, there was a big tent inside it, and I was really drunk, and it was like, it was a massive tent, but the obviously the structure, it wasn't a proper wall. It's like, do you know what I mean? And I was very drunk, and I went to lean up against the wall, and I just literally slid down.
Oh.
Slid down the tent and landed on my arse.
Yours aren't very embarrassing, Amy.
Yeah, see, I'm not. I get more embarrassed, like, when I was younger, if, like, around boys or whatever, I'd get really embarrassed and I wouldn't talk. That was, like, pure embarrassment. But actually doing stupid shit, I don't really care that much.
That's me, innit?
Yeah. I'm not only that embarrassing. Everyone, no. My mates, well, you'll get messages after this from, like, Nicole and other people saying, why didn't she say about this? Because I don't fucking remember anything. But they'll tell you.
Okay.
Oh, actually, no, I have got one. I was in the Leisure Lounge, if you remember. Do you remember the Leisure Lounge?
No.
In Holborn, well, Chancery Lane. And I was so drunk and I'd gone to the toilet and Nicole was next to me in the next cubicle. And she was like, are you all right, Abe? And I had, she'd leaned over the top to see if I was all right. And I had my head balancing on the door, trying to pull my trousers up. But I was so pissed, I couldn't pull them up. And I was literally standing there for about 10 minutes trying to pull my fucking trousers up, leaning on the door.
Yeah, they're funny, but they're not embarrassing. They're not like my embarrassing. All right, on to the next one, yeah?
On to the next one, yeah.
If you had to be on a reality TV show, which one would you choose, Amy Bullman?
I only ever really watched Big Brother.
Yeah.
I've not seen Love Island or anything like that.
No, I haven't either. I saw a couple of them. Are you a Big Brother fan?
I loved Big Brother. When it first came out, I fucking loved it. I didn't audition to go on it. I think one of my friends did, you know. But going back now, I think that would have been quite an interesting experience.
Definitely. So,
yeah, I think I probably would have done that. Have they stopped doing that now? Because they did the celebrity. It went to Channel 5, didn't it? And they were doing all the celebrity stuff.
I think it's going to come back. It's got to come back. Like, we're almost in a blooming live Big Brother already.
Yeah.
I feel like we are. Aren't we? Truman Show. Is it Truman Show?
Yeah. We watched
That's what we're in.
Yeah, I think it was so... Like, when it first started, it was more about the personalities rather than just the getting the really attractive people in to have sex, as it turned into later. Do you know what I mean? I think it was really interesting.
What kind of a character would you be in the Big Brother house then? Could you name one character that you kind of could affiliate yourself with? I don't remember any of them.
No, I don't. I remember there was a gay guy, I think he might have won it, and I fucking loved him. Was it Brian? I don't know, was he Irish? That Ashleen, do you remember her?
Yeah,
she had really nice boobs.
That's what my sister always calls me.
And I actually contacted her to find out who did her boobs, because they were so amazing.
Did she tell you?
Yeah, she did. She's friends with a friend. So
Of the network, darling.
I MySpaced her. I used to love MySpace. I used to love MySpace.
I might have to try and hack into my MySpace.
Oh, my God. How about you? What would you go on?
I'm really going to give up my trashiest shows. Like, I love Housewives. Housewives of Cheshire. Housewives of Orange County. Housewives of Atlanta. Housewives of Miami. I love them all. Yeah, I think I've got illusions of grandeur, to be honest.
Yeah. If I had the house and the money...
Fake it. They all do. I quite like the dancey ones, but ballroom. I don't think modern hip-hop dancing is for me. What do you reckon?
I think you could do anything you put your mind to, darling.
Yeah. I'm not really much of a reality TV watcher, but I do have a little secret spot for me housewives.
Yeah.
I do like the housewives.
I have seen that a couple of times. I did like it, but...
Yeah. I think it's just
RuPaul.
Guilty pleasure,
oh, my God. RuPaul.
RuPaul.
Yeah, I'd love to fucking go on RuPaul.
Yeah, but what, as a judge?
Well...
Or as an act?
Yeah. I just want to meet him. Well, I couldn't be an act because I'm not talented enough.
No.
And
you're
I'm
not
a
man.
But they do a secret celebrity one, actually.
You can't
on
also be in that either.
Because I'm not a celebrity. But Lola was like, oh, would you like to do this? And I was like, no. And she's like, but you get to lip sync at the end. And I was like, oh, actually.
Lip sync for your life.
Lip sync
bitches.
For your life. But yeah, I do love RuPaul.
Oh, I know you do. Come on then, what's the next one?
Is there anything that you would change about yourself at any point of your life? Or are you all good, baby?
No. Maybe like growing up, maybe a bit selfish, possibly.
Yeah.
And I might have hurt a few people whilst I was going through those moments. But everything happens for a reason. Like don't get me wrong, like I've not always been perfect. I might be perfect now. But there have been moments that I've like said things, or I've been selfish in my actions, or I've done things to affect other people, and yeah, I'm not proud of those moments, I have to say. And I do sometimes reflect on those situations and think, you know, it's a shame it happened, but if I was to be real, there's not many people in my life whom I might have pissed off or might have upset that I'm not still friendly with. I think there's only maybe one or two that I just haven't reconnected with. But most of the people in my life who I might have not had a great time with, for whatever reason, I have reconnected with them, and I've been able to explain my situation or why I did the things I did. So,
yeah,
I've always learnt from my mistakes. Yeah, because I'm like you. I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
Yes,
yeah. And I don't want to go out in the world and do that. That's not who I am. And I would not do that. That people who do stuff like that, I've got no respect for. So and I think that I have that strong sense of that I've always tried to right my wrongs, even years down the line. So yeah, and I'm very aware
good.
Of it. Yeah,
yeah.
I know. I'm gonna go and polish my halo later on. What do you reckon?
It does actually look, where you're sitting on your bed, it looks like you've got like antennae coming out of the top
of your head. I know.
I'm
like so far down the bed. And because of the noise quality, let me just tell our listeners, I got a text late last night to say, I spent 4 hours taking all the air noises out of your microphone because you did. It's literally 29 degrees. I'm sat in my bedroom. The windows are closed. I've got furry pyjamas on. And I'm sweltering.
You ain't got your furry pyjamas on. Cool, you loved them pyjamas, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm sweltering.
I've got bra and shorts on.
I thought you had
this top's
nappy
a bit
on.
Sweaty, though. No, they're me sexy. I've not got any sexy night clothes pyjamas at all. I've just got these new bra tops. And
yeah.
They just make your boobs sweat. You get your boobs sweat in between your boobs. That's the only thing with them.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Bless you, Amy.
They are more comfortable.
Bless you. So what would you change? Would you change anything?
I wish that I was more self-assured when I was younger. I wish that I didn't care so much about what I looked like. Mm. And that wasn't so detrimental to my perception of myself and my worth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do wish that I just had... I appreciated what I had a lot more and who I was a lot more. I wasn't so fucking shy and...
Oh, little bull, man.
It's hard because I do think... I mean, obviously, I'm not with the father of my children anymore. And there was a time where I had extreme guilt about having children with that person. But obviously, if I didn't have children with him, then they wouldn't be who they are. So that was a silly, feeling to think. And... If I changed anything about my life, they wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be where I am today. Like I didn't have a great university experience, but if I'd have gone to a different university, I wouldn't have ended up getting into the work that I've got into. Do you know what I mean? So there's all things.
No.
So I don't regret anything that I've done. I just wish that I had more self-assurance when I was younger and I was happier, because I wasn't happy for a long time. And that's a shame, I think.
Yeah, I think so, but I think you're right. Like, you realise that one sort of action leads to a reaction. It's like everything is done for a reason. Like, your maybe underconfidence has helped you develop other things about yourself. Yeah. Sometimes when you're very confident, you can get a bit cocky and a bit ballsy.
Yeah.
You know, whereas you probably, you know, like singing was your life, singing was your craft, and you're able to concentrate on that. Maybe if you were confident and you were a bit more ballsy, you might not have got where you are. There's lots of different reasons, aren't there? But you're a good ballman. Right, Amy, have you ever had a threesome? Or have you ever had it up the bum?
I've never had a threesome, no.
Babs.
Shut your ears. No, I've never had a threesome. I have tried anal, but I don't like it. What about you?
No.
Never tried it?
No, thank you very much, Amy.
It's never just gone up there by mistake?
No. No.
But that really surprises me, because your ass is so big.
That's really rude,
You've
Amy.
Never tried it.
Oh, my God. This is how I am with you, isn't it? Roles reversal. No, Amy. I have never, ever, 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 ever done it.
You might really like it. You might fucking love it. Honestly, because I know I've had conversations with people that fucking love it. And I'm like, I really wish I did, but I can't. I just feel like I want to poo. That's for me. That's what it just feels like. It's just like,
no.
But other people love it.
No.
You might be missing out on the whole world of pleasure.
No, it's fine, thank you. I'll go and have my chocolate digestive. No.
Boring.
No, it's making me feel quite queasy. Yeah, it's making me sphincter go funny.
What?
I only wanted to ask that question so I could say that word.
Fathead.
It's not really appropriate in a confident. It's not really appropriate in a confident Sphincter. Question, is it? It's like thoracic.
thoracic. Have you ever measured your bum to see how big it is?
No, but shall I tell you what they used to do at work?
Yeah.
So there was a girl called Susan and Matty, and they used to send me out walking. They used to walk behind me, and they used to see how many people looked at my bum and who looked at my bum. And it was quite, they found it absolutely hysterical. And it was the most pleasure that they got out of a lunchtime. And I can't believe I allowed them to do it, because like, I think I'd just joined workplace at the time in Newham. And I think everybody was like shocked, like, oh my God, it's this girl, she's got a massive behind. And I do remember being like, asked like, you know, like, can you stand up there with a load of girls and let's see how much bigger your bum is compared to everybody else's. And then that's how this kind of, right, we're going to send you out into Stratford. And it wasn't Westfield, it was the smaller shopping centre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we used to go in one end, and then they used to be behind me absolutely wetting themselves laughing. I mean, it was like the most amount of amusement for everybody else, and I just used to go along with it. But I've always been used to that. It's never been any different. So
yeah,
no, I don't think.
I remember that bloke at school when we were dropping the kids off one day, and like I just clocked him, and he was just looked at your ass. And then looked at you and just looked at your ass.
Like, I know.
It was like he literally couldn't believe it. It was so
I've been funny. Asked so many times, like, have I had surgery? Where did I get my bum done?
Yeah.
Like, and I think because obviously I'm older, like I'm not a 21-year-old, am I? Like people get
Aren't
a bit
you?
No. People get a bit puzzled. They go, oh, so it is real then? And I go, yeah, and then it's when people go, can I touch it? That's just really weird. Like, I just find
that's weird.
Really odd.
Did you find that weird when you were pregnant? People asking to touch your belly?
No.
Or not? Were you all right with that?
I was fine with that.
Yeah.
I was fine with that because it was usually people that I knew.
Do you like touching bellies?
No, I'm very conscious of it.
Okay.
Like, I would always ask somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You would just run up and...
No, fucking smother my face.
Hey!
Yay! No. It's funny, now I probably would not do it, whereas before I might have done it a bit more.
Yeah.
We're just aware about bodies a bit more, aren't we, and personal space and how it
yes.
might feel. Because I think, like, people get that question all the time, don't they? Can I feel your bump? Can I feel your bump? Can't fucking, no, you can't feel my fuck. Like, I've had yeah. enough. Now stop feeling yeah. me. How big's your bum? Your family have got big bums, though, to be fair.
My family have got big bums, but my bum is big, but it's like wide and flat.
It's quite flat.
Your bum's
isn't it?
Like, yeah, it is flat. It's annoying because it's big, but it's flat. But it's funny because I've always, always hated my arse. Like, I've always had a real big. That was always like my worst thing. That and the tops of my arms. Well, I remember being younger, I'd never go out without a coat on or without something tied around my waist because I didn't want anyone to see my bum. But then obviously nowadays it's really good to have a big bum,
yeah.
isn't it?
Oh yeah.
But I still wish, I mean, it's now I look at my ass and I'm fine with it, which I love because I am like, yeah, it's all right actually. It could have a bit less cellulite, but I mean, you can't have everything.
Sarah, your sister's got banging bum.
She's got a bang. Her bum comes out. Mine doesn't come out.
And Claire us as well, to be fair.
Yeah. We're all very hippie.
Yeah,
hippie and bummy.
Yeah, very much like my family. That's what we are.
Yeah.
But mine just
maybe
goes
we're related.
Out. Mine just goes out.
Yours is, yeah, it's like a shelf.
It's ridiculous.
I was at, I've seen J-Lo's bum in real life.
Have you?
I went to, do you remember she did this film called The Cell?
Oh,
which
yeah.
I remember that many a year ago when I used to go to premieres. So I went to the premiere and she was at the after party dancing. And I was dancing near her. And I was like, fucking hell, that's a big ass.
Was
like,
it big?
You can't actually, yeah, it's fucking massive. Beautiful. It's like yours. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you don't expect it because you're like, you're small everywhere else. And then you turn around and you're like, whoa. This is amazing.
See, I don't
big
even,
ass.
I don't even, like, because I'm obviously used to it.
Yeah.
It, it's like really difficult to feel like, oh God, yeah, it's big. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you are, I mean, I'm used to it, but you just appreciate it. It's just something that you appreciate. It's like when you see someone that's really good looking, you just think, oh, I appreciate that.
Oh, so you don't appreciate...
You have got a banging ass.
You don't appreciate my face, but you appreciate my ass.
Oh, of course I do. Oh, I see your face all your time. I don't see your ass as much.
That's true.
Especially now we're not in the gym.
I know. Although I do try to put it out on Zoom.
Yeah. My other question that I had was, what were your first impressions of me?
Oh my God. How many tattoos has that punk got on her? No, I wasn't really. Oh, I was like, I want to be a friend.
Aww.
I want to be a friend. I think you were Helena's friend. We've got a lovely friend called Helena. He's lovely, love her. But you were obviously, like, you all knew each other. School for me, school mum thing, like, school.
Because did you know anyone at the school? You didn't know anyone at all?
No.
No, because obviously we went nursery, so I had the mum, like, Helena's, Naila and Juno were best friends at nursery, so me and Helena have known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of other kids as well, wasn't there? So we obviously had that.
Yeah. So I just remember, like, seeing Juno, seeing Naila, seeing Idris, and their first kind of couple of weeks, they became quite close and friendly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, she seems like a cool mum. And then obviously we were invited to Pizza Hut, Pizza Express, which I was like, oh my God, like, so because you're used to like nursery friends, nursery like parties, and I had such good friends in our nursery. We're still really good friends now. It's like five of us who are really close and who are amazing. But I never thought I'd get that in school. And then when you see like-minded people in the playground, like, you're never going to be friends with all the other, every mum, are you?
Yeah.
But when you see like-minded people, it just makes you feel like, oh yeah, I want them to be my friend too. Yeah. Because they're my friend. They're my kids' friends. But then you realise, well, there's no point forcing it because our children are going to be in school for a very long time. So, And I mean, there are kids that come and go and the parents come and go. But I think you've opened up doors for me that I would never have I wouldn't have got in, and I wouldn't have the friends I have now if I hadn't met you. So it's, everything is in its place, in the right place for, you know, all the good things to happen, like all the girls in the gym, all the guys in the gym, like my birthday, everybody coming to the park, like, it's just, there's so many amazing things. All the girls that we had, like a garden party, like, I would never have had that opportunity to do those things if I hadn't have met you that day. So it's kind of like, you rewind time in your head, don't you?
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's funny how, like, you don't think that you'll make really good friends as you get older. Because you kind of make friends when you're young, didn't you?
Yeah. Didn't you?
What
were your first impressions of me?
I thought you were all right. I was like, oh, she's all right. And it was just funny, though, because you were all dressed for work, but what was coming out of your mouth wasn't... It was like, she's really funny, but she looks really, like, official and important.
I am official!
But you were like... But when I just remember... Because obviously we spoke, because Idris and Juno got married, didn't they?
Yeah.
So we had to meet, because kids were married. But then we did... I don't think we really spoke that properly until I got you drunk at Juno's party.
That's it.
I just kept giving you Prosecco.
And I thought, I love this girl.
Yeah. And then we just got talking more and more, didn't we? And we just hit it off, didn't we?
We just hit it off. And the kids really got on. Yeah. And the kids really, really got on. Like, all of the three of them get on.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Which is lovely.
Yeah.
It's nice for them. It's nice for them to have that, you know.
Yeah. When Lola said today, I don't want to go, I'm having a better time than you, it was like,
yeah,
oh, it was really nice. It was really nice.
But they do think the world of you.
Yeah.
They always ask. They're always asking, when are we seeing Harry and Idris?
Yeah, they're nutters.
But it's nice.
Yeah, we love Helena. That's why we need.
We love Helena. Yeah, we miss Helena. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I love that. Aww. That was great.
Look, we that can nice, split it.
Wasn't it.
We can split it into two.
We'll split it into two.
How amazing.
I'll with my magic editing skills.
So, Amy, I didn't press record.
Oh, fuck off.
I did really.
You still have to prove it to me.
I'm proving it.
Whatever's but, Trev's.
Yeah, that was really good. I really enjoyed that.
I really enjoyed that. Oh, well done, Harry.
Oh. Right then.
I'll go to bed now. Right then. Yeah. Well, we'll hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again soon in the next episode of Lockdown in the City. Mum and Mama going bananas.
Oh, maybe we could do a road trip. Mum and Mama go somewhere wild. Else.
Wild? Well,
oh, I'd like to go wild.
No, it'd be Mum goes wild. Mama drinks water. Stay safe.
I might have some life left in me yet, Harry.
Let's see about that one.
Watch this space.
Watch this space. Have fun, everybody. Stay alert. Stay safe. And safe. Stay in your bubble.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Well. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Are you alive, Amy?
Yeah. I didn't think that was that bad, actually.
No, you were pretty badass at it. I was like, I looked at you and like, I was like, oh my gosh. Your eyebrows aren't moving. Your forehead's not moving. Oh, sorry, that's the Botox you've just had done. Sorry about that.
I like the way you get closer to the microphone when you're speaking louder.
Well.
When you don't have to. Love.
Love. Amy has to edit these, so I like to make it really hard for her.
I'm eating crisps.
Stop eating crisps, Amy. It's so unprofessional.
This is what crisps are for hardcore listing.
Oh.
He just eats crisps, it's really annoying.
No, I don't like that.
I know.
Is that Chris?
Yeah.
He's funny, though.
He is funny. They're both funny. So that was the end of our questions.
That was the end of our really funny questions.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was good. And the toxic challenge that we had in the beginning with Lola, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Thanks. Big up, Lola.
Yeah,
we love you, Lola. We love you for that little tidbit.
Yeah.
So enjoy. Yes, enjoy it today.
Next week, we've got a very exciting mindfulness and well-being coach.
My little Hannah.
Who's loved, I edited that today. And it was so nice just listening back to it. She's so that I could listen to her all day.
She's got a really lovely voice, isn't she? I think it's her calming nature. Yeah. She's like a proper tree hugger.
Yeah.
I like that. My mum's a tree hugger, so I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sings to the birds and everything.
She does like a little meditation at the end, which is really nice. So that's exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We've got loads coming up as well. We've got loads of ideas, but hit us up.
Yes.
Mum and Mama Pod, we're going for a barbecue. I'm going to get my wine on. I'm going to go and get my barbecue hands on. And I'm going to go and have another drink.
Woo!
Whoop, whoop,
bye, see you next week.
Big up Amy's threesome.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.